that kind of gives me some goosebumps. This is the Dan Brilla Show on Truth Radio. It's Saturday night. And this is John hosting the program for a short time. Deanne will be with us shortly. She had to go on, and I can't say his name, Rosero's television program. They came off the street and just happened to meet her and asked her to come on and for the program for like a half an hour. So after the program, she's got to drive herself home and get back to this program. Some interesting thoughts. During the week, Deanne had been broadcasting a story on a police officer in her town that has had four wives now, and that the third wife, it was a cover-up where she had drowned in the tub, but yet the tub was dry. The different circumstances indicated a murder. His fourth wife now has disappeared, and she's kind of investigated that. But at the same time, all of a sudden, I've heard this on national news, which kind of surprised me because usually these things are covered up pretty good, and it looks like we've got like a serial killer on the loose that's in deep into the policing forces of blackmail and control, and it touches three different townships plus more. So anyhow, Deanne's on top of that. I'm going to talk about that about the third hour tonight. We have a firefighter that was at 9/11. Starting the second or third week of the incident, and there's different things that he saw, and we're going to start relating to different things that we're being told and to bring in a little bit of cross information. And so anyhow, as we are able to have a firsthand information on some of this information, we'll bring it about and try to analyze a little bit more, because everything that we have helps us to bring about a better answer and a better solution. Also, first hour tonight, we have an honored guest, Arthur Berklau, and he's the head of Veterans for Constitutional Law and just has a fabulous amount of information. And have we got you along with us, Arthur?
Do you?
I think I can hear you here.
CNN has been having a program. It's going to be on three times this evening here in the Eastern Time Zone in New York. CNN program is Veterans Fighting a War Against the VA, and it's an hour program. It was on between eight to 9 p.m. this evening in the Eastern Zone. It's going to be on again between 11 and 12. And then it's going to be on again 2 o'clock in the morning till 3. And this is on CNN. And it's something that every American should watch. And every American who watches this should immediately become very angry that we allow a predatory government agency to abuse wounded war veterans like they've been doing. It's an incredible program, and I suggest to anybody listening, don't miss this program. I don't know what time zone you're in, but if you're a central, there's an hour time difference. If you're mountain, there's 2 hour time difference. And if you're on the West Coast, there's a 3 hour time difference. But it's
okay,
called,
we've got the music coming up, Arthur. We're going to have a break for a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. 0365.
Welcome back, and again, this is the Dan Burley Show on TruthRadio.com, and I'm John, hosting the program for a few minutes here. We have our distinguished guest, Arthur Berklow, and Arthur, the first segment here, we had a little technical difficulty of a little bit of a sound break, and so I'd like you to repeat your CNN report again, because some people might not have been able to hear you.
Okay, my name is Arthur Berklow. I'm with Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. I'm the executive director, and we help veterans fight the VA to try to get their benefits that usually are being stolen from them one way or the other by a very, very predatory, dishonest agency, the Veterans Administration. Now, there was a program on between 8 and 9 o'clock this evening, that's Eastern Standard Time, by CNN. It's called Veterans at War with the VA. And it focused on three veterans who have lost limbs in the war in Iraq, and how the Veterans Administration has kept trying to deny their claim and downgrade their claims. And one of them is now the head of the Illinois State Veterans Affairs Department, Tammy Duckworth. She ran against Henry Hyde for Congress, and I think he only beat her by a couple of percentage points. But this lady would have made a hell of a congresswoman. Instead, Illinois got back Henry Hyde, and he's a disgrace, like almost every congressman I know. Congress is not our friend. Congress never has been our friend. And every veteran and everyone who is not a veteran who has watched this program should be very, very angry and should let everyone in sight know, their congressmen, their senators, the newspapers, the radio stations. We need people marching on Washington. We actually need people out there demonstrating. And the difference between now and Vietnam, I'll tell you what the difference is. These kids were out there demonstrating. Hell no, we won't go. They were actively demonstrating in every city. Today they're on their computers with their blogs, and these things are not being done because the crowds are not going where the politicians are. The politicians get very nervous when the crowds go where they are. Anyway, we're going to talk about that predatory agency, the Veterans Administration, and some of the things that they do to people. For instance, here's a story out of Associated Press by Hope Yen. It's about the Veterans Disability Benefits Commission that was put into effect by Mr. Bush 2.5 years ago. And he put it into effect for one reason. They claim to study veterans' disability. He put it into effect so he can continue to keep cutting benefits. They're looking for ways to cut benefits. Now that somebody went out and sacrificed themselves and came back wounded and they'll never be the same, all Mr. Bush and his friends are looking to do is cut benefits. Now, veterans' disability payments, here's the findings they made after 2.5 years. This is out of Washington. Veterans' disability payments should be increased immediately by up to 25% as part of a sweeping overhaul designed to compensate for a wounded warrior's lost quality of life. A special commission recommended this. Now, the 2.5-year study was released by the Veterans Disability Benefits Commission. It offers the most comprehensive look yet at the ailing government benefits system that provides millions of injured veterans with a total of about $30 billion a year in payments. Now, tracking the findings of recent reports that detailed flaws in veterans' care, the 13-member Congressional Commission concluded in its 562-page report that both the Defense and Veterans Affairs Departments fall woefully short in providing adequate mental health care as well as timely and fair disability payments. But going a step further, this commission, which was appointed by Mr. Bush, and they asked me to be on this commission too, and I said, if you fire all the other guys, I'll be glad to take care of it, and you don't even have to pay me. I'll do the right thing, and I'll do it for nothing. But, you know, they wouldn't have any of that. Now, going a step further, the commission also recommended immediate extra payments to injured veterans, many of whom they feel lose out on benefits because of an overly narrow government focus on earnings losses or other reasons. Now, that could offer veterans some stopgap relief as the Bush administration and Congress consider proposals from an array of task forces and commissions aimed at fixing an outdated system that critics have long said was broken. Such changes could take into account new medical therapies, prosthetics, and other effects of war injuries on the daily functioning of wounded warriors. Congress should increase the compensation rates up to 25% as an interim and baseline future benefit for loss of quality of life pending development and implementation of quality of life measures, the report states. In particular, the measure should take into account the quality of life and other non-work-related effects of severe disabilities on veterans and family members. In an interview with the Associated Press, retired Lieutenant General James Terry Scott, the Commission's chairman, said the disability system must be revamped, saying the Army might be trying to lowball veterans' disability ratings to avoid paying more benefits. I mean, how low can you get? A key commission recommendation seeks to bring more fairness to the government system by shifting more responsibility for assigning benefits from the Pentagon to the VA, which tends to rate disabilities higher, believe it or not. And most people who have to deal with the VA don't believe it. Even if it ran the risk of putting more strains on an already backlogged VA. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the VA. They're claiming they're 300,000 to 400,000 claims behind on evening up and paying people. The actual figure we found was 770,000 claims behind. So there's a policy at the VA, several policies. One is, you lie, I'll swear to it. The other one, it's an old adage. And the old adage is, figures don't lie, but liars figure. Okay? General Scott called the Pentagon policy established in the mid-1980s at a time of budget restraint that calls for consideration of only one disability when determining benefits, and not multiple ones as the VA does. That policy remains in place today, creating a climate in which Army officials might consider, at least subconsciously, cost-saving factors when awarding benefits. That's what it comes down to. Dollars and cents, cost-saving factors. Now, we've come up with 113 recommendations. This is what the general says. Some of them are cheap, some are easy. Some are extremely hard and complex. Some of them, there is a significant bill attached to it, Scott said. But what we're hoping is that Congress carefully looks at all 113. Now, this is among the findings. Veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder are in danger of slipping through the cracks because there's little coordination among agencies to ensure that they get all the services they need, from medical treatments to proper compensation and vocational rehabilitation, so they can return to work, if possible. After initial screenings, the VA often does not follow up soon enough with reexaminations of veterans with suspected PTSD. The report blamed in part the VA's struggles to reduce its backlog of disability claims, which it said was diverting the agency's attention and resources away from needed PTSD care. The commission called for mandatory reexaminations for PTSD to gauge treatment and other issues every 2 to 3 years. You know, this is a smokescreen. This is a smokescreen the VA is throwing up. Actually, the more cases they fall behind, the happier they are. And currently, with being 770,000 cases behind, they're as happy as pigs and you know what. Anyway, benefits should be.
Just the idea that, like, we're hiring Blackwater replacements basically to take over the military. And we're paying those gentlemen like $300 a day or something.
Oh, yeah.
Some unreal number.
Yeah.
And so where do they figure they're saving anything? I mean, my gosh, they haven't had a raise increase in, what, 62 years or something?
62 years they haven't had a rate increase. But Mr. Bush is taking care of his friends. That's exactly what the Blackwater is all about. He's taking care of his friends. Now, benefits should be awarded to veterans for any service-related injury, now, regardless of whether it was incurred during combat or not. The VA has to make better use of technology to reduce its overwhelming delays of, get this, 177 days on the average for initially opening up a claim and distributing disability payments. Okay, Senator Daniel Akaka, Democrat of Hawaii, who chairs the Senate Veteran Affairs Committee, said his panel will closely review the recommendations in coming weeks. Now, many of these changes may prove costly, he said. However, as I have stated time and time again, caring for veterans must be viewed as a continuing cost of war. And Senator Patty Murray, Democrat of Washington, who's on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, a very nice lady, agreed. I'm especially concerned about veterans who suffered from the unseen wounds of war, TBI, that's the brain injuries, and PTSD, who may be rated incorrectly, she said. This report indicates that we still have a lot of work ahead of us to go back and capture those people and make sure that they are rated accurately. The commission report comes after the Government Accountability Office last week found that the Bush administration has yet to find clear answers to some of the worst problems afflicting wounded warriors, such as personalized medical care and reducing backlogs in disability pay. Here's what really should be done. The VA should be dismantled. The Government Accountability Office should take over the running of the VA, and all those bureaucrats and executives that they've got in there should be fired on the spot.
We've got the music coming in, and so I'm going to have to tell you we're going to have to take a break. We'll be right back. It's the D.M. Burley Show with Arthur Burklow. And if you're part of the VA, you want to listen in because it's very informative.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by life essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Back, and it's the Deanne Burley Show on Truth There on republicbroadcasting.org. We have Arthur Berklau with us from the Constitutional or Veterans for Constitutional Law, and I just find this fascinating that we have this in our face. We've had it in our face for a long time.
Oh yes,
and just like the IRS, they tell you, oh yeah, we're doing it for you. Sign up, we'll help you out, we'll do everything we can for you. But over on the other side, they're paying boys huge money. When they're taking our boys and just putting them over the carpet.
I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
Yeah, really.
Okay, with the Bush administration already balking at the $4 billion increase in veterans' health care and benefits programs being pushed by Congress, it's unlikely that administration officials would support further increases. That's we're talking about that 25% that they say they should, that's the first thing they should do. However, an overhaul of the veterans' disability rating system, streamlined claims processing, and an easier transition from military to veterans programs are all issues under consideration by Congress and could end up included in the Wounded Warrior Assistance Act that lawmakers expect to pass later this year, and an overhaul of the military's complicated disability retirement and physical evaluation process is expected to be part of that bill, but not that the military should turn all examinations over to the VA and turn more power over to the VA. We want them with less power. We want them down and out. We would like the Government Accountability Office to take over the running of the VA and fire all these bureaucrats and executives that are screwing veterans out of their benefits. And I'm talking shoulder to shoulder to you on what's actually going on. I don't pull any punches. Now, this report by the 13-member commission And I fought this commission left and right because Mr. Bush handpicked a whole bunch of reactionaries, but even that bunch of reactionaries had to agree that the veterans are receiving a terrible screwing when it comes to their benefits. And they voted for changes here in favor of the veterans, and they also said the commission, a revised system needs to be fair, and that people who have experienced similar losses in the private industry and receive compensation, it's far greater, the compensation they receive in private industry, than what the government is giving them. Now, VA rating schedule that sets disability levels, again, has not been changed in 62 years and needs to be updated. And the commission says with top priority going to the revising of the ratings for PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and other mental health and neurological body systems. This could be done quickly in time to help Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans while leaving a review of the rest of the ratings to roll out over 5 years. Now, the commission comes down squarely on the side of veterans on several of the controversial issues. For example, it supports allowing disabled retirees to receive full veterans disability compensation and military retired pay when they are eligible for both, and to allow survivors to receive their full benefits and military survivors benefits. And on both of these issues, the Pentagon has resisted efforts in Congress to allow both payments in full. What they're doing is they're phasing it in over 10 years. Although in recent years, lawmakers have been phasing out the mandatory offsets in one pay or the other that had been on the book for decades. It's really time for a change. And Secretary Nicholson has just resigned, and he resigned under very heavy fire. Secretary Nicholson is one of the people, he's the head of the VA, former head of the VA, who is being prosecuted now. They filed, an 800,000 veterans have filed in California a constitutional due process and civil rights lawsuit against the VA and former Attorney General Gonzalez. And they're going after Nicholson and Gonzalez, and they're going to go after a lot of people here. And the veterans are represented by Morrison and Foster, LLP. That's the largest law firm in the whole country. And they are really going after the VA now on these charges. And I think we're going to see the fur fly over here. I really do. And in the interim, there have been other law firms that have opened up pro bono sections to help veterans in their claims against the VA. For instance, Foley and Laudner in Washington, Atlanta's King and Spaulding, New York's LeBeouf, Lamb, Green, and McRae. They've all offered to do pro bono work on behalf of veterans who are appealing low disability ratings made by the government. And I think it's about time we got after this bunch of schifosos. That's the nicest thing I can say about them. It's not a nice word in Italian, but that's the nicest thing I can say about these people at the VA. But they've got plenty of money for Halliburton and Blackwater, don't they?
They got plenty of money for everything else.
That's right. Now, in St. Petersburg, Florida, two Tampa Bay veterans hospitals turn away critically ill patients for huge chunks of the year because of an overloaded veterans health care system. And James A. Haley, VA Medical Center in Tampa, and Bay Pines VA Medical Center in St. Petersburg are the nation's busiest and fourth busiest Veterans Affairs hospitals, respectively. Haley has been on divert status for critical patients 27% of the time since January 1st, 2006. And this is a disgrace. Or the equivalent of about 170 days. The VA figures reviewed by St. Petersburg Times show hospital diverts all patients regardless of condition 16% of the time.
We've got the music, so we'll be back again. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
And welcome back. And again, we're on the Dan Burley Show on republicbroadcasting.org. And we have Arthur Berkelow again of the Constitutional Law, or Veterans for Constitutional Law, excuse me. And Arthur, before you forget here, why don't you give your calling in number and your website per se so that people can contact you if they have any veteran problems and you might be able to help direct them.
I'm glad you reminded me. That's something I usually forget to do. Okay, I'm Arthur Berkelow. I'm Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law. We help veterans with their case. We do need help ourselves. We need financial help. But everybody in our group, nobody gets more than a dollar a year, and we help veterans win their cases. Now, we can be reached at 631-474-4261. That's 631-474-4261. Or you can write us or contact us at Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited, Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited at 112 Jefferson Avenue, 112 Jefferson Avenue, and that's in Port Jefferson Village, Port Jefferson Village, 11777. Port Jefferson Village, 11777, 112 Jefferson Avenue. And if you ask for me, Arthur Berkelow, if I'm not here, you can either speak to one of the other counselors or leave a message for me, and I will get back to you, I promise.
And that's in New York State.
Yes, right. And We were talking about James A. Haley VA Medical Center in Tampa and Bay Pines VA Medical Center in St. Petersburg, and it's a disgrace. Now, the hospital, Haley Hospital, has diverts all patients, regardless of condition, 16% at a time. Since 2000, Bay Pines has diverted patients far more frequently than any other hospital in Pinellas County. Last year, it diverted veterans during 1,150 hours, about 48 days or 13% at a time, Pinellas paramedic records show. There's no intent to deny veterans care, said George Van Buskirk, chief of staff at Bay Pines. Tell me another one, George. I like to think we're as compassionate as possible. We'd rather send them out to a place that can take care of them than have them languish on a gurney in a hallway. But some question the VA's resources. The VA has never dealt with its capacity issue seriously, said Bill Geddon, district director in West Central Florida for the Blinded Veterans Association. They're underfunded, undermanned, and overloaded. In one instance, Bay Pines said it made a rare mistake last June when it turned away a non-veteran who suffered a fatal heart attack 200 feet from its emergency room. By the way, the same thing happened in a Spokane Veterans Hospital. A man suffered a fatal heart attack in a parking lot when he was turned down for the emergency room because he came there after 4:30. And this is after the emergency room there at that Spokane VA hospital got $3.5 million from the taxpayers to enhance their emergency room. You know what I say? Close them down.
You know,
take them out and close them down.
They have a VA facility right beside me in Oxford, New York, and the facility is quite, it's not that old. I'm going to say it's like 30 years old, maybe. Mm-hmm. The brick buildings went out very well in good shape, but they were going to tear it down to the ground and build a complete new facility when all of a sudden they're closing other facilities, saying they have no money, and in the interim, they've built this huge, brand-new facility. It's not up and running yet, but they're building a brand-new huge facility when they're shutting down other facilities and saying they have no money.
Incredible. Just incredible. Now, as long as the taxpayer is paying the bill, they can get away with anything they want. Now, I'm going to talk about the taxpayers in a couple of minutes. The VA says it cannot assess how the Florida hospital's diversion rates compare to others nationally. But officials at both Haley and Bay Pines say they're making it a priority to achieve better performances. In 2003, for example, Bay Pines diverted paramedics 2,464 hours, or 28% at a time. Similar statistics were posted in 2004. This year, Bay Pines is diverting about 7% at a time, roughly 500 hours so far. That's an improvement. Haley's diversion numbers have not improved in recent years, although it's also expanded its emergency care and hired three bed czars. Meanwhile, the number of patients treated at both hospitals is on the rise. It's like putting your finger in a dike, actually, said Dr. Edward Cutolo, Haley's chief of staff. Bay Pines, better watch it, Cutolo. Your administrator will fire you if he hears you talk that way. Bay Pines treated 49,800 patients in 2000 and tallied 516,000 outpatient visits. In 2006, the numbers increased to 95,000 and 1.1 million. It doesn't seem right that a veteran's hospital can ever be filled up, said Dick Sharkey, 77, an Army veteran who was turned away from Bay Pines 3 years ago. But veterans end up with a big surprise, and the problem is not specific to VA hospitals only. About 36% of all hospitals reported going on diversion, a survey by the American Hospital Association. That's what it shows. It's a crisis across America and not just the VA, said Michael O'Rourke, Assistant Director of Veterans Health Policy at the VFW. There's a shortage of emergency room physicians, and there's a shortage of beds, and there's a shortage of nursing staff. But the VA hospitals aren't particularly hit hard.
But they're funding Blackwater more and more and more.
Yeah.
They're funding outside sourcing of expensive medical treatments. And also, Arthur, we have a caller, your friend, I believe.
Michael Davis.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Are you there, Michael?
Be there, sir. Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Yes. Mr. Burnclout, this is my first time to call in fact, my first time to listen to Republic Broadcasting, and I tuned in the middle of the afternoon and listened to several shows, and this is an exceptionally good broadcast and netcast radio. I'm so pleased to have the opportunity to call into you. Let me just briefly introduce myself to the Republic community. I am the National Director of Vietnam Combat Veterans Limited, VetNet, which is the communications and service arm for Vietnam Combat Veterans Limited. And I operate out of North Texas now. And I just wanted to say that I am so much in agreement with the comment that you made earlier on. It reminded me of something that a Disraeli once said, that there's three kinds of lies: lies, damn lies, and statistics. And I know that the VA spreads a lot of statistics. That CNN show that you referenced, I've watched it also. They used a number of statistics saying that the average for handling the VA to handle a first-time claim is, you said 177 days. They say about 6 months.
Yeah, that's what they're claiming.
That it takes about 2 years to handle the average appeal. Well, those are statistics that lie terribly because we find that it's not uncommon at all to have 1 to 3 years in the handling of an initial claim, and 5 to 8 years in handling an appeal.
That is correct.
And if you have a moment, and I don't know how much you have planned to do on this show, but if you would, Mr. Bernclau, express any opinions that you may have about the VA's system of paying bonuses for denying to veterans. I'd be very interested to hear that, and I can listen to my comments off air, or I can stay with you. Your choice.
You can stay right with us.
Okay. Bonuses. All the time while the VA is 770,000 claims behind on paying up veterans on their claims, they are still paying bonuses, incentive bonuses, to their senior executives. They're still getting incentive bonuses paid. And many of these senior executives sat on the panel that decided their own bonuses. And millions of dollars go out to these executives for denying claims. And this is what they do. They deny claims. The VA will tell you, they'll tell you that they pay 11 to 12 to 13% of the veterans who apply for disabilities get paid. That's a false figure. The figure is actually 4%. Now, how do they do this? If a veteran is asking in his claim for two, three, or four things, and they grant one, they consider that as a full adjudication of the claim. So 4% gets ballooned up to 11 to 12 to 13%. Now, when I confronted a high-up official in the VA, I was given this explanation. When I told him, he says, "Where did she get that information?" I said, "I studied your VACOLS records in the Library of Congress." And he says, "Well, that's what we call VA creative mathematics." This is what we're up against. This is what the poor veterans of this country are up against. We're up against these scheming bureaucrats, and they're playing the system for all they can get, and they're pocketing as much money as they can get at the expense of our wounded warriors. And this is why the VA has got to have their power stripped from them. The Government Accountability Office, or even Social Security, somebody has got to take this over and run it the correct way, because it's not being run for the veterans. It's being run for the bureaucrats.
I understand that, sir. And also, you mentioned the VA's creative math. That's a different side of it than the one we usually work with. We work a little lower to the ground and closer to the individual veterans' claims, and we find a way that the VA calculates 160% of disabling conditions by VA math do not add up to 160%. They combine those conditions, and it can wind up equaling about 60% of the disability money.
Mike, if you can give out your statistics where people can reach you who want to reach you and talk about this, You know, feel free, even though it's not my show. You don't mind if I ask Mike to give
no,
out
that's
his...
fine.
Well, we can be reached in Pilot Point, Texas, at Post Office Box 1032. That's just address it to VetNet, all capital letters, VET-NET, P.O. Box 1032, Pilot Point, Texas. The zip is 76258.
Now, there's one other thing I want to get in tonight before this comes to an end. And Mr. Nicholson is gone. Okay, he's being prosecuted now by that lawsuit out in California in San Francisco. But they have picked a new head of the VA. And this item has come out of the Los Angeles Times, and I credit Walter F. Roche, Jr. and James Gerstenzang, Los Angeles staff time writers, time staff writers. Washington, President Bush named a retired Army Lieutenant General an executive of a firm that earns most of its revenue from federal veterans programs to head the troubled Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA. The nomination of Dr. James B. Peek, 63, a decorated Vietnam veteran who was the Army's chief medical officer for 4 years, was announced by Bush in the Roosevelt Room of the White House. If confirmed by the Senate, Peek will replace James Nicholson, who stepped down October 1st. James Nicholson, 3 short years ago, replaced Anthony Principi, who stepped down under very heavy pressure because Principi hid the truth about the depleted uranium for 4 to 5 years. And when the official statements came in from the scientists in Europe as to what's going on, Principi resigned under very heavy fire and went back to his own company, QTC. And guess where they got this new guy, James Peek, from? QTC. That's in Diamond Bar, California. And QTC does the physical evaluation for the Veterans Administration, and they do it at the cost of $495 per evaluation, whereas if the evaluation was done by a VA doctor in a VA hospital, the cost of the taxpayer is $89.80, not $495. In other words, they're ripping off the taxpayer for 500% more than it would if they let the doctors in the hospital take care of their business. Now, Pete,
that should be criminal.
Of course it's criminal. The whole thing is criminal, the whole VA system. Anthony Principi got himself $250,000 as an incentive bonus to quadruple the contract between QTC and the VA. And because he got it 24 hours before taking office, apparently he's exempt from prosecution. But I submitted 240 pages to the lawyers out there in San Francisco who are working on this case, and I asked them to try to get Mr. Principi indicted. Because when I asked Gonzalez originally, Gonzalez said to me, "We can't touch Principi. He's too high up on the food chain." And I said, "You and him would make good cellmates together someday. I hope to put you where you both belong."
So they're doing a 5-to-1 charge, and they're also only awarding 44% of the time as
that's
a
right.
benefit. So the other
yep.
guys are going home with bad arms or bad legs or whatever.
Or no arms and no legs at all.
You know, I think I could pull a trigger with my teeth if I had to when I started facing these people a little bit.
On that topic, if I may just interject, that CNN show had one veteran on there who had come back from Iraq, and he had shrapnel all over in his body, and they had a copy of his VA rating decision, and it said shrapnel all over his body, not service-connected.
Where else did he get it? This is the VA that we all know and love, and I hope this program and people who are listening to it are getting angrier and angrier and angrier and start talking to everyone. Talk to the newspapers. Talk to people from magazines. Talk to TV stations. Talk to politicians. Get as angry as you possibly can, and let's do something about this VA.
You know, and I hate to say this, but actually after, what was it, World War II, we had the forgotten vets who
yep.
slept on the lawn of Washington, and MacArthur went out and belted them and whatnot and,
yep.
and drove them home. And I believe they took some down to Florida and shot them. But what they should have done, when he started whipping those guys, some guy should have picked up a rock and knocked him off that damn horse.
That was after World War I almost.
You know,
yep.
people forgot to take care of themselves. They were there trying to do it peacefully, but there's a point of structure where you've got to stop being nice.
Yeah, that's where they the president told MacArthur, you're not supposed to go across the bridge to Anacostia, and MacArthur disobeyed the president, and he went across the bridge, and he drove these people into the swamps in Virginia. And he set all the houses on fire, those shacks that the people had put up there for their demonstration.
You know,
they
this has gone
on
for
fire.
A long time. It needs to start stopping. And I hear the music again. We'll be about 2 minutes. We'll be back. And Deanne Burley Show on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back, and again, this is the Deanne Burley Show on Republic Broadcasting. We have Arthur Burklow of the Veterans for Constitutional Law. We also have along with us here is Michael Davis, and he's of the Vietnam Veterans Limited. We've got about 5 minutes, and if you can sum up what you want to sum up here, I appreciate it.
And lose the train of thought here. Let's finish this on Dr. Peek, and let's hope that the Senate denies this guy to be the head of the VA. Now, Peek is the medical director and chief operating officer, and he is a director of QTC management. And that's the Diamond Bar Company that's got that contract with the VA, two current contracts. And they do thousands of VA physical examinations a year. And that contract will earn them more than $1.2 billion in fees for performing these exams through 2008. And Emily A. Larimore, a White House spokeswoman, said Peek would sever all ties to QTC to avoid any conflict of interest. And I say, tell me another one. Now, Anthony Principi, who preceded Nicholson, that's the previous VA secretary, he now serves as QTC's chairman, and previously he was his president. He also recused himself of any actions relating to QTC during his tenure, which ended with his resignation in early 2005 in disgrace for the depleted uranium thing. Principi, who is also a senior vice president for Pfizer, the drug company, sent letters of endorsement for Peek's nomination to leaders of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, which will be voting on his nomination. That's enough of a reason to turn him down, getting an endorsement from Principi. In addition to the contracts with the VA, QTC has also won contracts with the state of California and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. However, the VA contracts account for more than half of its revenue. Now, Peek's appointment comes as the Veterans Agency is trying to recover from widespread criticism for poor care provided for some veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. And Peek's predecessor, Nicholson, also faced an outcry over the theft of agency laptop computers containing personal records of thousands of veterans. Now, Peek was named the Army Surgeon General in 2000 and retired in 2004 to serve as Vice President of Project Hope, a nonprofit international health foundation, and he joined QTC last year in November. And although Peek stepped down from his post more than 2 years before the current controversy, his role as the Army's chief medical officer for 4 years is not likely to escape scrutiny, as a member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee made note. In a statement following the announcement, Senator Patty Murray, Democrat of Washington, said, given Dr. Peek's past posts running the Army healthcare system, he will have serious and significant questions to answer about failed preparations for our returning wounded warriors. And noting recent horror stories about poor care of returning veterans, Murray said, I will want to know what role, if any, Dr. Peek played in the failures of the system, as to whether he bore any responsibility for conditions at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. And I hope the Senate turns this guy down, because he's another one of a long line of bad veterans leaders, and the corruption goes on and on and on. And please call me. I'm Arthur Burnclow, Veterans for Constitutional Law. My number, 631-474-4261. And, Michael, thank you for calling in.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me with you.
Always a pleasure, Michael.
Gentlemen, I have really appreciated this, and I hope that the vets around the world will come together and start acting, because this wall they put in our mind that they can abuse us as they have, we've got to change that attitude.
And tell everybody to watch that CNN program. It's going to be repeated two more times tonight, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time.
And thank you very much. Appreciate it, Arthur. And thank you very much, Michael.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic...